Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marani Mimarasi Sheyichyu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, and is based in the Torah of Meinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, in the Seder of the Gula from Mitzrayim, and even on the seventh day of Pesach, Al Yamsuf, we only see in the Torah that Klal Yisbnei Yisrael, the Jewish people in general, are mentioned, the Shishim Ribo, that left Mitzrayim, that are mentioned in a general way. However, in Tehillim 68:28, we see that there was an Esek between the Shvatim, and who's going to jump into the Yamsuf first, as the Gemara in Sota details. The Pasuk there says, Sham bin Yamit Sari Rodeim, Sari Hidarug Masam, Sari Nizavulin, Sari Naftali. So there's a whole discussion who's going to go in first, and we see that there is a specification here of the various Shvatim. So we have to understand what the makor is in the Torah for this, for the Shvatim, the Esek Bein HaShvatim. We also have to understand why it's not mentioned explicitly. It would appear that it's alluded to in the Pasuk, Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imo Ki Eshbeah Eshbeah, etc. Vahalisem Es Atzmosai Mizeh Itchem. Rashi says that we learn from here that the bones of the Shvatim are also to go up, not only the bones of Yosef, that's the Itchem. And apparently, this is mentioned only here because it's Nogel in Kriyas Yamsuf, because this Kriyas Yamsuf is going to be for each of the 12 tribes. And also at the end of the Shira, after the Shira, they come to Elima. There, there are 12 Enois Mayim. Rashi says, B'schus Hayud Beis Shvatim. So you see this Inyan in Kriyas Yamsuf of the specification of the Shvatim. And the Inyan is based on what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the first parak in Halacha Gimel. U'kimat kat hoya ha'ikir sheshos al Avrom. The foundation, the principle that Avraham Avinu had planted was almost uprooted, and the sons of Yaakov had gone back to the mistakes of the world, and from the love of Hashem to us, and guarding the Shavua to Avraham Avinu, he got Moshe Rabbeinu to do all these miracles, and he saved the Jewish people from being submerged again in a world of idolatry. In other words, the galus is a nisayon, is a test to uproot the mitzius of Zera Avram, and from the shaychus of Zera Avram to Avram. And it would appear that we can find a remez for this as well in the lashon of the Bris Bein Absarim, Yadoa Teda Ki Ger Yeh Zaracha, etc. So the Chora, according to the Sigin on Lashon, it should say, Ki zaracha yiyeh ger, your seed is going to be a stranger. Because God is speaking to him and telling him what's going to be with his seed. So he should say to him, Zaracha, your seed is going to be a stranger. He's telling him what's going to be with his seed, what's going to be with your seed. Your seed are going to be strangers. Why does he know? Strangers are going to be your seed. Muzah. As Mu'umaz Bazeh, that the fact that they're his seed is also an issue. Ki ger yeh zaracha be'eretz lo lahem. That there's going to be a test, there's going to be a nisayon to detach them from being his seed. And therefore the Pasuk emphasizes, you know what's going to be? Ki ger yeh zaracha be'eretz lo lahem. That there's the emphasis is that you're a stranger is going to be your seed. He starts off with a stranger. They're going to be in a land that's not theirs. In other words, there's going to be an isayon to detach them from being your seed. And therefore, he doesn't start with the fact that they're his seed. It's not so pashut, they're your seed. They're going to be a ger. Who's going to be a ger? Your seed. But that's not so pashut that they're going to remain your seed. Because there's going to be a nisayon kan lenatek otam mehiyotam zaro. V'inyan kol zeh lomar sheikar inyanam shel ha'avotu leha'amid zara'am. And the inyan of all this is to say that the ikar inyan of the avos is to establish their seed. והם הם גילויים של שורש נקודת האבות שבתוך הבנים, בשורש נקודת האמונה שקבע אברהם אבינו בתוכם. The Iker Inyan of the Avos is to establish their seed, and they are the revelation of the roots of the children. That's the purpose of the Avos. The purpose of the Avos is to be Ma'amid Zera, and then the Zera reveal their Shoresh in the Avos, and the Shoresh HaAmuna that they have from Avraham Avinu. That Nekuda has to be extended from a small Nekuda to reveal all of the branches. That's why it's called Zera. What's Zera? Zera is, it's a small Nekuda, it's a seed, and that seed extends. The job of the Avos is to create this seed, and the seed should extend, but always be connected to the source. And that's the Inyan of Matnas Eretz Yisrael, Dafka Lezarim, because the place that they're going to be revealed, that the Banim are going to reveal the Avos, is in Eretz Yisrael. Umatzasas levavo ne'emon lefonecha, v'charois imoy habris, vaseis es Eretz HaKenani, etc. v'hagilgoshi. Vaseis lezaro matakam es derecha kitzadik ota. Hashem found that Avraham Avinu had a faithful heart to him, and he made with him a bris to give him Eretz Canaan, to give to his seed, and his word was established because he is righteous. So it says the word Lasseis twice. So the Lasseis HaIkari is to Avram. He's Nekudas HaShoresh. And then that's going to reveal the later Lasseis to the Jewish people. That's why it says, originally to Avram Avinu. And then comes the seed. They're going to reveal the Shorash of Avraham Avinu. It says, V'atokam es tverecha ki tzadikat, you establish your words because you're tzadik hakam. We also find by the Britz Noyach in Bereishis 9:9, and that is ha'amodas tzura haruchnis v'shleimus tzurosri. The establishment of the spiritual form and the complete form. Like by Adam HaRishon, Shenizkar Bagmara, Shenafach Bo Ruach Chayim, Ve'achakach Ba'od Sha'a, Amad Al Raglav. God blew in him a living spirit, and then soon after he stood on his feet. We see in Sanhedrin 38b. In other words, that's to be Mekayim his matzav, to establish him in the proper situation, to establish his tzura. And the tzura of the true Yerusha is Be'emes Inyan Yud Beis Shvotim. Shehem Anofim Min Ha'avos. Shemi Yaakov mista'ef 12 anafim shenikraim shvatim. Kol echad ofen gilui acher umetachadim yachad be'even achat. Vayikach et ha'even asher sam me'ra'ashotav. That's the Inyan of Hakama. Hakama is to establish the Tzura Ruchnis, and that's what God is doing for Avraham Avinu by giving the 12 tribes to Yaakov. And they're called Mata, which is a staff, and a Shevet, which is a staff. And they extend from Yaakov, who's the Shoresh. And then these 12 stones come together. They're all these small stones. Misachadim Yachad, and they become one stone. Evan, what's Evan? Evan is contraction of two words, Av Uben. ונזכר שם מיד עניין יציאת מצרים והים בקטל לפניהם. כי עד אז היה גילוי אחר גילוי, ושם בקריאת ים סוף ראו את כל עתידם עד תחיית המתים ועד אחרית הימים בבניין בית המקדש. There in Nehemiah, after this whole union of this psukim in Nehemiah that we say every day in davening. Afterwards, it says immediately the union of Yitzis Mitzrayim b'yam b'katel lefneim. He split the sea in front of them. Because until then, there was a gilui after another gilui, and there at Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw their whole future until Kriyas Hamesim biz achris hayomim b'vias hamikdash Hashem Yimloch lein lamvoed tiviyemu b'sitayim al plantis in Eretz Israel, the ultimate kingship of Hashem. V'lezeh muvan inyan Kriyas Yamsuf. שהוא נקרא גמר גאולתם, סוף של שורש כל הגילויים שיוצאים משורש האבות, שלכן נקרא גמר. And now we understand the union of Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is called the Gmar Geula, because it's the end of the all the gilויים that come out of the שורש האבות that have to be revealed now. In other words, we have the, when talking about this שורש האבות, Achorosimo Abris, we get to Vayam Bakat Lufneim. Nehemiah 9:11. Matzasas Levavos in Nehemiah 9:8. So we get to the Kriyas Yamsuf, which is the Gemara of the Gilui. In other words, the Shorish HaGilui is in Eretz Yisrael. God promised in Eretz Yisrael that your kids are going to be a Gilui of you. And then you're going to have Mitzias Mitzrayim, which are all Giluim again of the Shorish HaAvos, because that's the Nisayin of the Golos, to be Menatek. Detach us from the Shorash Avos, and our job is to hold on to that and keep connecting. And the ultimate, the Gemar Ragilui, the final revelation of Yitzias Mitzrayim is at Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's the Bechina of the Shabbat, and that's why Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's why Kriyas Yamsuf has a special relationship to the Shabbatim. That's why, as we mentioned before in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Chazal explained the backstory. There is a mention of each of the Shvatim individual, of various Shvatim individually. And we saw a Muslim to that in our Psukim, Psukim in Chumash. Ma'alisim esos mosam vizeh itchem, talking about the bones of the Shvatim. And after the Shira, they come to Elim, there are 12 Ein Ismayim. So we have the revelation of the Shvatim, because that's the Gemar HaGilui, when the Shvatim come out and show what the Avos reveal the hidden private places of the Avos. Ha'advarim me'irim kesapirim b'yamim behirim. We see in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, in the Ma'amori Pachad Yitzchak, Ma'amor Sa'amach, Kofches, Osir Aleph, three Yitzis Mitzrayim, Gila Kaviyachu, Midas HaYosei Ov, V'koyach HaLeida Shel Maila, Kamo Shekosuv, B'ni B'choyri Yisrael, V'Hilchos Piriya V'Rivya, Ne'amar Shetz, T'nai She'aben Yebar O'ilodo, three Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu was Megal of the fact that he's our father and we're his children, B'ni B'choyri Yisrael. And there's a T'nai in Hilchos period of Rivia, when you have a child, in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, he has to be a Bar Oilada. He has to be able to have children of his own. Can't be impotent. Chaman al-Litzlan. So if so, there was a need to be a Mevarer, that the B'ni B'choyri will be a Bar Oilada. And that was Miskayim at Kriyas Yamsuf. She'ru'u Masham, Masham mitgale al yadam ad ha'geula achrona, שהוא לידת כלל ישראל ועד השם ימלוך לעולם ועד. There they saw this is going to be a true Bar Oilada, because they saw the ultimate Geula and Hashem ימלוך לעולם ועד. לגויזר ים סוף לגזורים, כי לעולם חזה, Tehillim 136:13, Chazal explained, שמוסרה ב-24:1, 12 גזורים. There was a special path for each tribe. הרי בזה נכנסו כל השנים עשר שבותים למהלך הנצחי של גילוי כלל ישראל. ומה שאמרו גמירד לו כל השפטה, there's a cloud that we have in Bava Basra on page 115b that no tribe is going to ever be cut off. Each tribe is eternal. And that was cemented at Kriyas Yamsuf. The Goizel Yamsuf Ligzorim, they are part of the eternal Nahalat of Klal Yisrael. And this Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf was Nagea Ad Maisa Belashis. Kemosha Amru Vayoshev Hayom Le'isanoi, the Tanoi Harishon, the Tanoi made with Maisa Belashis, that the sea is going to split and then come back. In other words, the Kriyas Yamsuf is Misyaches to the Nitzri, is Shoshe Habriya Bekabanosa, to the eternity of creation. Sefer Shmos is the Sefer Agolas Vahagula, it starts with Ve'ela Shmos HaShvotim. Rashi explains, Va'afal Pishim Enon Bech Shmosim, Chozar Uminorim Bimisosim, Lo'idia Chibosim Shinim Shil Rekoychov, Mishimotsin Machnisim Mispar Shmosim, Shinemar Hamotsi Bimispar Tzvam Lekulam Bishem Yikra. In other words, Yeshlem Bechinat Mispar, he's counting us, even though he counted us when we were alive, in Vayigash, he counts us again now in Shmos, to show that he loves us. We're like stars. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives numbers to the stars, gives them names. They have Bechinas Mispar, but by Avraham Avinu it says, V'samti Ezarcha Ke'afar Aretz, Asher Yuchal Yis Lemay Sesofer Oretz, Gam Zarocha Yimone. Rashi, Kishem Sheyefshel Ofer Limanus Kach Zarocha Lo Yimone. What's Pshat? Avraham Avinu is like the dust of the earth, which can't be counted. So here we're saying we are counted. So Uncle says the same word as Rashi. So are we counted or are we not counted? And what's Pshatim? Yuchal Ish. Why don't we just say Yif Shalom Anotam? Pas says, if anybody can count Afar Aretz, your seed is going to be counted. And nobody can count Afar Aretz, your seed can't be counted. But why does it say in such a tzura? Just say Pashat. Nobody's going to be able to count your seed. We have the same form later on, 15:5. Vayotzei otam achuda to achutza. Vayomer habet na shemayim osvora kochavim. Im tuchal espor otam. Took him outside. He says, look heavenwards. Count the stars. If anybody can count them, they can count you. But obviously, you can't count them. You can't count you. Also, the same tzura. If anybody can count them, instead of saying they're uncountable. אז נראה שההדגשה באלו הוא במה שנאמר אם יוכל איש לספור אותם. דווקא איש, אבל ספירתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא כן אפשר. זאת אומרת, no man can count them, but the ריבון של עולם can count them. Because בעניין מספר בני ישראל נאמר והיה מספר בני ישראל ככל היום אשר לא יימד ולא ייספר. אז נראה כאן תרתי דססרי. It starts with Mispar B'nai Yisrael, and it concludes Lo Yimane V'lo Yisafer. Rabbeinu HaKohen Rav Moshe Zatzal Ekdish Lazeh Harbeh Harbeh Diburim Yikarim Me'od. It says the number of the Jewish people will be like this sand of the sea, which is uncountable. So first it says they're countable. You can count them by a Mispar, and then it says it's not countable. Can't count them. Ela shekol minyan noten gvul v'kitzba ledavar she'en lo kitzba. U'mispar b'nei Yisrael hu b'li gvul, v'hu tamid mitrabe liyot kmo ha'afar. V'sheyach l'inyan yetzira shemitchadeshet tamid. All minyan gives a limit. So it doesn't have a limit. Mispar b'nei Yisrael's b'li gvul keeps coming more and more. Like the yetzira which comes more and more. The Sfira B'Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Chashivas and Kavod, but is not Mimayit from the creative aspect. And so too, with regard to the Mispar and Parshas Bamidbar, the Ramban writes, Shabbat from Yadam Kol Anavim, V'achiv Kodesh Hashem Yelah Schus V'chaim Baracha. If you go before them, and you get a Schus, you get Chaim, you get Baracha. That's what it says, V'svor Kol Chavim T'chal Lispar Yisam. But Hashem is Motzi B'Mispar. In other words, like this. When it comes to man, we see ourselves unlimited bracha. Yitzira mitchadeshet, a constantly renewing creation. That's vis-a-vis man. But vis-a-vis God, we're countable. Why are we countable? Because that's the bracha. That there's chashivas, that Hashem counts every one of us. We all count. You can say that in English. You count.
You mean you can't, you know, to say 1, 2, 3, 4. No, you have chashivas, you have importance. And that's what Hashem is telling us, that you have importance. I can count you. That's why the pasuk uses that lashon. If anybody can count you, Asher Yuchal Ish Lemnois Safart, Yuchal Ish, Im Tuchal Isparay Samed Kachav. You're right, man can't, but Hashem can. And that's what gives you your chashivas. So yeah, Bnei Israel has a misbar kapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not kapei us. Sefer HaGolus, the Sefer HaGolus of Shmos starts with the number of Shvatim. As Lefit Vareinu, Heim Asher Baim Lotziv Lehalot Ha'idea Galut, and the whole point of this Golus is to be Motzi, the Nekuda of the Sharshe Avos, 12 different ways, being Begala the Avos, the Gemara Geula is Bekriyas Yamsuf. Ramban says the Gemara Geula was Yerushalmi says the Gemara Geulas Mitzrayim was Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara Geula ultimately is the Mishkan, like the Ramban says. V'neir shekenu v'yanam ispar shelhan, Yerushalmi says, Shkolim 1-3, there's a Machlokas famous Rebbe Ben Bukhri. Is it coming to give a Machtes a Shekel or not? According to Rebbe, Darshan's called Oiver al-Apkudim, Yidei Machtes a Shekel, called Oiver b'yomish ha-koil gamakwanim. Anybody who's Oiver, in other words, anybody who went through the sea, gives Machtes a Shekel. Therefore, Koyhanim give Machtes a Shekel. Ayin sham divrei ha-Yerushalmi. As Narashe munach b'ze yoter m'siman ve'alma, shemekish minyan shel machatzit ha-shekel, le'elu shavu b'yam. Saying more than just, you give machatzit ha-shekel if you pass by the sea, but rather, the Gemal Geula b'kriyas Yamsuf has within it the shoresh of nitzchiyas mispar kol ha-shvotim. V'hayu ba'ovrim b'yam ga b'chinas ha-avarosim b'minyan v'chshivu shel dovr sheb'minyan. In other words, when they passed through the sea, that's what gave them their eternal chashivus. The goyzel yamsuf l'gzorim l'chol shevet v'shevet, and each shevet got their kinyan nitzchi. And in Mela, they give their machtes a shekel to be counted. Show that they count. They give their machtes a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. So it was important for the Kohanim to give because they're also obviously included in Mitzvah Yisrael. And this is the minyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the minyan to give chashivus. That's the minyan of the Machzis HaShekel called Oivar al Pkudim, called Mishavar al Hayam, who has this Nitzchias, gives the Machzis HaShekel. The Hadvarim She'amarnu Ka'et, Hem Nifla'im V'meromimim Me'od, V'ni Modela Borei Yitbarach, Shezachinu Le'umram. As Bezrat Hashem, אנחנו עוד מקווים לשוב לעניין הזה החשוב, ואני מודה לכל ידידיי ואהוביי שהייתם עמנו, האזנתם, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך בלי נדר. שלום שלום אהוביי ידידיי מורי.